Hello everyone, it's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. Hope everyone's having a good day today. I just want to jump on here and just do a quick little podcast episode for you all. So, let's begin. So, for those of you all who don't know, yesterday was the 2023 MTV VMAs. I did watch the red carpet, so I'm going to give you my red carpet critiques, as well as, you know, just give you my opinions of the show. Now, I did not watch the actual show. I saw most of this on YouTube and on Twitter and the internet, including the red carpet. So, in my personal opinion, the best red carpet looks of the night were Megan Thee Stallion. You know, I just love that black outfit, even though it was see-through, it just looked really good on her. Her makeup was on point, and I love the jewelry. I did also like Nicki Minaj's look. That pink bride look was an amazing look. I did like Olivia Rodrigo's look because I liked that her dress was shiny. And I also like Selena Gomez's look. I have not seen Selena Gomez be that daring on the red carpet in a long time. And you know, she just really looked good. Now, you know, nudity was the theme of the night, like you as usual. And some people's dresses I just was not feeling. I was not feeling Doja Cat's dress. I was not feeling Tinashe's dress. I was not feeling Sexy Red's dress. I was not feeling Taylor Swift's dress. But Taylor Swift wasn't really naked. It just didn't fit properly on her. But you know what? Nudity was the theme of the night. And that's been a recurring theme ever since 2021. And everyone can't pull off that look. Okay. You know, the only person I think really pulled that look off was Cher. And that's because if you ever watched the documentary on Cher when she talks about her fashions from the 70s, you know, she's not literally naked underneath the outfit. Like, there is a covering under that's the same skin tone as the actual outfit. She just appears naked. Some of these girls were literally naked and just have a see-through dress on, and I'm sorry, that's just not a cute look. It's not. Especially if you're going to a public event, you're sitting by people. Okay? I don't want to see I should not be seeing your vagina. And you know, and that's just me keeping it real. Some of the men's fashions, I did like the Korean groups, I will say, even though I don't know their names, I'm sorry, everyone just look alike to me. I will say the Korean groups, I love that they just don't just wear black all the time. They do wear different colors. I did kind of like how Offset was matching with Cardi B. They both wore these purple hairpins. Cardi B's dress is made out of hairpins, and it was a cute look. It really was. I did like Fat Joe's look, as well as French Montana did good too. Like I said, I like that the men were somewhat daring this year, but some people felt flat. You know, I don't understand, you know, why some men wear pants that are too long for them or coats that are too long for them. I don't know. It just looked like they just got dressed in the dark or just dressed in a limo on the way to the actual event. You know. But that's my critique of the red carpet. Now, as far as the actual show goes, again, I saw the clips on YouTube and Twitter and, of course, Instagram. So I didn't watch the whole show in its entirety. Nicki Minaj was the host. This is her second time hosting. Although, from what I've been seeing, you know, I don't understand how she was hosting. Because, I mean, she only came out about four times. And you know what? A lot of people don't know this, but they're still having that Hollywood strike going on. And I've talked about this on this platform, where a lot of these writers and directors are saying that they're not getting paid, so they won't be working. At these award shows, when the hosts do the joke or the people doing the teleprompter and stuff, those are actual writers that are writing these jokes and writing the dialogue of the show. And since a lot of those people are on strike, you know, I feel like, you know, there was no one to really give Nicki Minaj any direction. So that's why she kind of came out really only during the hip hop parts of the show. A lot of the performances were literally one after another. There was no one really announcing. Usually you would have someone who announces and says, and now here's but they didn't do that. It's like the music started and the audience just jumped up and down depending on who walked that door. You know, so the Hollywood strike really has affected everything in the entertainment industry. It really has. I think the moment that really got everyone talking was Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion performing Bongos. And I gave you all my critique of Bongos, and I will say the song has definitely grown on me. I've been listening to that song every day. It does make you move. And originally, a lot of people had mixed feelings about it, but you know, these girls killed that performance. You know, even Cardi B with that wig, and you know, I wasn't feeling that curly wig on her because I felt like the wig was too big, and when she was trying to dance, the wig was moving, and it kind of affected her dance because she was always like a step off from the other dancers. But you know, Cardi B has never been the best dancer. You know, besides the twerking and the jumping on the pole, you know, as far as the actual dance movement, she's not really a good dancer like that. But you know what? She does have the energy for it. So, you know, she can fake it, like they said, fake it till you make it, hon. Megan Thee Stallion, of course, really killed it. And you know what? With all that drama last year with the trial, it was so nice to see her back on the stage because you could tell she, you know, loves performing. You can see they both love performing, you know, and like I said, the audience loved that. The video is like 2 million hits now. And, you know, a lot of people, that performance convinced a lot of people to go back and listen to the song. And a lot of people said they like the song now. So sometimes it does just take one performance to really change the song. Now, the thing with Megan Thee Stallion that had also had a lot of people talking was at these award shows now, and they've been doing this really since 2016. They've been showing a lot of the backstage things of like the people getting ready for their performances, people saying hello to each other, etc. And of course, they also show the drama because there's a backstage camera. Back in the day, they didn't have cameras back there, or if they did, it was not put out there for the whole world to see. You know, only what was on the stage and who was in the audience, that's the only thing the viewers got to see. Now they can go out there and see who was going on backstage. So a clip went viral of Megan Thee Stallion about 5 minutes before she was set to hit the stage. She was getting in hair and makeup, and Justin Timberlake and NSYNC, his old 90s group, walked by because they were there to present. And Justin leaned in, and you do see Megan get very animated, waving her hands and stuff and doing her finger and stuff. And a lot of people thought that Justin had said something inappropriate. A lot of people, of course, ran with Tory Lanez. There have been jokes saying that Justin was probably asking her about her foot. Justin was being smart with her. Justin was saying free Tory, all that. Because again, looking at the video, it does look like she was upset. Now, when I first saw it, you know, and I'm glad I wasn't the only one who picked up on it, I thought he had groped or touched her. Because, you know, when you look at the video, when he leans in, his hand does extend towards her. And unfortunately, Justin still has that reputation from the 2004 Super Bowl, where he had ripped off Janet Jackson's outfit and got her blackballed for the remainder of her career. And, you know, people just not getting over that. But you know, he still has that stain on him. Now, it has came out that sources from his side have came out and said that's not what happened. He was saying, nice to meet you. And Megan was saying, no, 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 we can't meet like this, because she was getting ready. And, you know, she was in her zone for this performance. And, you know, she wanted to meet him properly because she's a big fan of NSYNC. Now, some people didn't believe that, but when you actually watch, because MTV has uploaded like the whole backstage footage from the complete show, and when you watch the footage and look at their mouths moving, even though Megan's animated, you know, it does look like that's what happened. Now, Chris Patrick, who is one of the people from NSYNC, This is what he said happened. So let me pull it up. Let me pull it up. Now, this is what he said happened. And I believe him 110%. So again, let me pull this up. Do-do-do-do-do.
You know how this business, of course, it is right now. But if anything goes down, it's like we gotta worry about every little thing because they're gonna want to rip you right down again, and that sucks. Oh yeah, you guys, even after they were standing on the other side, Justin was talking to Megan the other night. Gosh, yo, that drama, that went viral last night.
All right, so what was said? You were there, Chris. What was said? Megan Thee Stallion, Justin Timberlake, did they cuss each other out?
They were joking around. She went up and had her makeup people there or something.
Uh-huh.
And they were all doing her up. And Justin walks over like, hey, do me now. And she turned and looked and realized it was Justin and freaked. Like, she just freaked out. And she was wagging her finger at him. And she was like, no, not like this. I can't meet you like this.
Yeah.
Real easy. So when people saw that, everybody was like, oh, they're getting into a fight or something.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it's crazy to be on this side of things again.
Yes.
We're in the van talking about it on the way back. And Justin's like, yeah, this is kind of a thing right now. So he ended up, after we had dinner, going out to see her, you know, to take a picture with her. So everybody, she called him and was like, hey, we need to get together. We need to take a picture.
That's this. Crazy.
People think we were fighting.
That's crazy.
That's what I mean. Like, being back in this thing again, mega, you know, every little thing you do, coincidentally enough, with what you play, you know, it gets blown out of proportion. And it's the dumbest little things that you don't realize, but everybody wants these details and everybody wants this drop.
So that's what I believe happened. And you know, Megan actually did upload a video of her and Justin at a dinner. It looks like there was an after party, and I think she went with, and Justin also popped up, and you know, they were chatting and everything. And in the comments, Justin did give her her props and said hot girl summer. You know, that's Megan's theme. So, you know, it was just very interesting, that whole interaction. But what's really interesting to me was how people were, you know, still coming at Megan, you know, joking that, you know, she's so dramatic, she's the problem, you know, that you know, she probably gonna get him locked up like she got Tory locked up. And, you know, it's just very interesting that it's almost been a whole year and that girl still can't escape that trial. Because again, if it was the other way where Justin was being disrespectful to her, she had a right to check him if that was the case. But you know what? I'm glad that she had a good time at this performance and that she killed it and that a lot of people liked it, as well as her red carpet look. And you know, I'm glad Cardi B, you know, killed it as well, even though I wish she wouldn't have that wig on. Megan Thee Stallion was not the only one whose backstage interactions went viral. There's a video of Nicki Minaj apparently getting upset going backstage. Now, I've seen people say that Nicki went off and was like threatening to hit someone, but when I watch the video, all she does is pull her hands up and yell. And I'm starting to notice, you know, there's a lot of the angry black woman stereotype being thrown around in both these stories, as well as, you know, cultural differences, because, you know, a lot of black people do talk with their hands. I'm black and I talk with my hands. And, you know, now people have told me from far away, it looks like I'm arguing with people, but, you know, I'm just an expressive person. So, you know, I just find that very interesting. Now, The winner of the night was Taylor Swift. She swept the awards show, and now she is the second. She has the second most MTV awards of all time behind Beyonce. And Taylor Swift was getting her best night that night. She was jumping up, dancing to everyone's song. She was having fun. She was running around taking pictures with people. You know, I think she was drunk because she was throwing them shots back, because there is alcohol served at this award show. But she was generally having fun. And I think that's why she's so big. Even though, you know, people say she's mediocre, and I will say she's not the best dancer or the best singer, but I will say she's very down to earth and she does connect well with people. And in the long run, sometimes that matters more than actual talent. So, you know, Taylor was living her best life. Let's see what else happened. Demi Lovato performed a medley of her old songs. And you know what? This is probably the best that Demi has ever looked and sounded in a long time, because she does have problems with drugs. And she's one of the many people who are broken away from Scooter Braun, Justin Bieber's manager. And you know what? She sounded really strong that night. And you know what? She looked happy to be back on the stage again. I think she's in the process of looking for a new management, so I think that was her way of putting her name back out there and showing that she can still get the crowd moving, because the crowd was loving them old songs. Olivia Rodrigo performed, and I will say, I do like that song, Vampire. However, her singing live is kind of not her thing. Her voice does crack. Selena Gomez's face was going viral all throughout the awards show because of how she was looking at some people performing. And you know, now she has came out and addressed that and said she won't be ever a meme again. And people were, you know, clowning her because Chris Brown was nominated for an award and she made a stank face. But you know what? She's human. Maybe she doesn't like Chris Brown. You know, Selena is a big Rihanna fan, and of course Chris Brown and Rihanna had their infamous fight. And you know what, she may not like Chris Brown. She may have met him and, you know, disliked him. And you know what, she has a right to that. She does. These people are human. Let's see, who else? Shakira did a good job as usual. I really did enjoy her performance. She got the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award, which I'm kind of shocked they gave it to her, because Shakira's not really that big in the United States. Most people only know three of her songs. She's mostly an international pop star. So I was shocked that they gave her that award. And you know what? Even though her performance is like the most viewed on YouTube right now from the actual award show, I feel like it came and went. The same thing with P. Diddy, who got the Global Icon Award, and he performed a medley of his hits. And he had his son out there, King Combs, who's now rapping, as well as his daughters was dancing in the background. He had Young Miami, his Friends with Benefits, rapping with him. And Keisha Cole came out for their duet last night. But what I found very interesting, what a lot of people are pointing out, is that none of his artists from Bad Boy, he had a label called Bad Boy, which is an iconic hip-hop label in the 90s that really, you know, helped bring hip-hop to where it is today and became a global force. Like, the songs from Bad Boy were going number one worldwide. And, you know, none of them Bad Boy artists was there to perform with him, to congratulate him, because he's done a lot of shady stuff. He recently, you know, gave back a lot of those artists their publishing rights, but the publishing of their song means nothing, because them songs are damn near 20 years and 30 years old. I mean, just think about it. When the last time you heard a Biggie, 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 Can't You See? When the last time you heard that song getting played anywhere? Okay, some of the people who were signed to Bad Boy were literally one-hit wonders who only have one hit that only a certain... people of a certain age group will remember. So, you know, you didn't see no one from Bad Boy. The only person that was there was Mary J. Blige. And of course, she'd been with him since the beginning. So she was there. But you know, everybody else was kind of disappeared. They did a 50th anniversary of hip hop. And I said this before when I did that 2021 VMA breakdown. You know, they went way back to the 1980s and brought back people like Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick, Grandmaster Flash, Run DMC. And a lot of those kids in the audience didn't know who the hell them people were. You know, some of them were bobbing their heads, but there was no jumping up and down and shouting. Because again, you know, they don't know who those kids are. And you know, I'm not saying they shouldn't have done the 50th anniversary, but I'm just saying, you know, it looks so awkward One, because there was really no person introducing the people. But, you know, some of the transitions were just weird. And, you know, again, these kids don't know them songs. You know, even though these people are pioneers in hip hop, you know, unfortunately, the music industry has not done a good job of maintaining these people's legacies. And I hate to say it, but out of all the 50th anniversary hip hop performances I've seen, the Grammys, which has historically done hip hop wrong, had the best. The Grammys had the best tribute, still, even better than the BET one. And that's saying something. The only person they really jumped up and down for was Nicki Minaj. She came out, she performed her first hit song, Itty Biggie Piggy. That's the very first song that really made her blow up. And she performed Red Ruby the Sleeves, and she was throwing shots at Nicki and Cardi. But Nicki and Cardi had already left the venue. They were planning for the after party. But Nicki performed those songs. Then she got on there and performed her new song, The Last Time I Saw You. And she previewed a song from her upcoming album, Pink Friday 2. Now, I'm going to say this. I was not feeling her performance. I really wasn't. Her outfit was cute. But, you know, The Last Time I Saw You, I tried to like the song. I love the beat. But it's more of a singing slow song, and Nicki's trying to sing, but the singing is auto-tuned, and I feel like that song would have been better for someone who actually can sing. Okay, Nicki really can't sing. That's not really one of her big talents. And, you know, she's singing over the beat, then she's trying to rap over a slow beat, and I don't know, it doesn't connect well. Then, you know, her performing this rap song, it was like a 30-minute rap song that's gonna be on her upcoming album. Again, she's throwing shots at the other female rappers. I don't know, it just didn't look good. It was the same bar, same flow, and you know, I just wasn't feeling it. You know, I don't know, when this album drops, I'ma listen to it and I'ma see how it goes, but you know, the female rap game has really changed in the past decade, since Nicki was the only one really doing things. And you know, it sometimes I feel like she's kind of lost her way a little. Now, one person who lost their way was Sweetie, and I said it before and I'll say it again, honey, Sweetie is the very definition of pretty privilege, because they gave her one job, and that was to read the teleprompter, the people tweeting, or you know, or look at the red carpets, and she was just lost. I don't know if she was high or what. Her outfit was a hot mess. She had this bone sticking out, looking like Wilma from the damn Flintstones. I just wasn't feeling it. I was not feeling that shit whatsoever. Let's see, is that the end? Oh, the Bailey sisters was there, Chloe and Hailey. And there's been speculation about Hailey being pregnant. After seeing all the clips of her walking and hugging people, that girl is definitely pregnant. She's pregnant by her boyfriend, YouTuber DDG. And you know what? A lot of people are mad about that because he does seem jealous of her success. And he does seem like a big clown. And you know, she had the Little Mermaid and was about to blow up. You know, but that's her life. I do think she's pregnant, but that's her life. And you know, her being pregnant might ruin her career, but again, that's what she chose. So you can't be mad at that. A conversation that's going on is Victoria Monet, who is a very talented dancer. She's wrote a bunch of songs for people. She's now starting to get into the music. And you know, I do like her songs. I do like some of her songs. She has this one song called On My Mama, and I really do like it. I love the video and I love the song. People wonder why she wasn't there performing, and she said MTV told her team she was too new. A lot of the R&B girls were there, but they weren't performing. They were just on the red carpet and the audience just there chilling. And, you know, I think some of them have also said, MTV said they were too new. Coco Jones, I think, said that because she was there as well and she did not perform. And this caused a very big debate online about that. But what a lot of people are also pointing out and what I've been saying for a while now, you know, R&B does not sell like it used to. And, you know, when it comes to these R&B girl singers, you know, people do not support them like they want to make it seem like they support them. Again, look at Halle Bailey. Halle Bailey dropped the song Angel last month and people were just gagging over it over social media. That song flopped, it didn't even chart. You know, Coco Jones' song I See You, that song charted, but I think it went only to like number 90. You know, and then her other songs, people don't listen to her other songs. Victoria Monet, you know, people, you know, do gag and love and like her stuff. But, you know, her songs really only do good on the R&B charts. They don't do good on the general charts. So, you know, in the music industry, it does matter about views. It does. Talent be damned. And I've been saying that for a long time, really, since I did that 2021 VMA. And I talked about Chloe Bailey and Armani. You know, a lot of y'all do not support these girls. Y'all just like their pictures and want to talk about black excellence. But y'all do not go out there and actually listen to their music. And that's why, you know, these girls are not getting the opportunities like the female rappers are. That last night VMAs was a big night for female rap. Ice Spice even won Best New Artist. I think she's like the first, she's like one of the first female artists, female rap artists to win that award. Even though I'm not the biggest Ice Spice fan, I will say the girl did have a good year and people do buy her music. You know, again, you know, people like bongos. And, you know, when Nicki Minaj performed Itty Bitty Piggy, you know, people did like that. It was a good night for female rap. Doja Cat really had the performance of the night, performing, you know, Paint the Town Red and Demons and stuff. And you know what? She caused all that controversy with being rude to her fans, having that boyfriend of hers. You know, people are saying she's demonic because she's taking on this horror theme trolling image. But you know what? People liked her performance and her song has gone number one this week. So it's been, you know, the female rappers are the ones popping. And unfortunately, the female R&B singers are the ones that are having to kind of find their foothold right now. You know, 20 years ago, it was the complete opposite, where the female rapper kind of had to find her footing, but the female R&B singer was having number one songs. So it's just very interesting how in 20 years, the culture has shifted. It really has. But that was my wrap up of the 2023 VMAs. I will say, and I said this really in that WAP video I did 2 days ago. It seems like more and more the female voice is being heard in the music industry. Most of the performers were female artists. Most of the people who won were female artists. And, you know, I'm noticing that shift as well. So, you know, maybe that is based off politics because, again, you know, there's been a lot of stuff about feminism in the media, you know, abortion being overturned. That was a big thing that we're still dealing with. And I wonder, is that affecting, you know, who gets put on in the music industry now? Maybe I'll do another podcast episode on that another day. But until then, everyone have a good night. And I'm your boy, Dean. I hope you enjoyed this piping hot tea. Love y'all.